So today we are diving even deeper into that sweet nectarian ocean known as Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth canto, chapter number 24, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vidura uvacha prachetasam giritrena yata asit pati sangama yat uta aha hara prita tat Na Brahman Vada Artavat Vidura Uvacha Pracheta Sangiritrena Yatasit Patti Sangama Yat Uttahara Pritas Tanno Brahman Vidartavat Vidura Uvacha Pracheta Sangiritrena Yatasit Patti Sangama Yad Uttahara Pritas Tanno Brahman Vidartavat. Vidura Vacha. Vidura inquired. Prachetasam. Of all the Prachetas. Giritrena. By Lord Shiva. Yata, just as Asit, it was Pati, on the road, Sangama, meeting, Yat, which Uttaha said, Hara, Lord Shiva, Prita, being pleased, Tat, that, Na, unto us. Brahman, O great Brahmana, Vada, speak, Artavat, with clear meaning. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vidura asked Maitreya, My dear Brahman, why did the Prachetas meet Lord Shiva on the way? Please tell me how the meeting happened, how Lord Shiva became very pleased with them, and how he instructed them. Certainly such talks are important, and I wish that you please be merciful upon me and describe them. Whenever there are some important talks between a devotee and the Lord, or between exalted devotees. One should be very much curious to hear them. At the meeting of Naimisharanya, where Sutta Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to all the great sages, Sutta Goswami was also asked about the talks between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. For the sages believed that the talks between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit must have been as important as the talks between Krishna and Arjuna. As everyone is still eager to hear, to learn the subject of Bhagavad Gita, in order to become perfectly enlightened, Vidura was similarly eager to learn from the great sage Maitreya about the talks between Lord Shiva and the Pachetas. Om Akhyanatimanandasham Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam. So, what is the logical conclusion? Do you understand? What is the logical conclusion? Yes, it is very clear what is the logical conclusion. Just as the sages of Naimisharanya were very eager to hear the topics discussed by Shukadeva and Maharaj Parikshit, and just as Vidura and Maitreya were very eager to talk about the conversation between the pastime here of Lord Shiva and the Pachetas, we must in turn be very eager to hear and discuss regarding the discussion between Vidura and Maitreya. The instruction of Srila Prabhupada in this connection should be very curious. So we should look into our hearts and see, am I very curious to hear about this discussion between Vidura and Maitreya? Actually, it's an amazing discussion. Because this discussion, if tuned into with our minds, our hearts, will actually carry us into the transcendental dimension, beyond time and space, beyond the flickering so-called happiness of this mundane world. You see, at the present moment, we are deeply rooted in the false conception of I am this body. You are thinking that you are a man. Or you're thinking that you're a woman. Or you're thinking that you're Estonian or Finnish or American. This is Maya, this is an illusion. Because of this false conception of the self, you are suffering like anything at the present moment. That's why it's very intelligent to become curious about such discussions as these. The really cool thing about the Shabda Brahma is this. The potency doesn't stop. It continues to flow. So even this very discussion that we are having right now in this room, because it is purely based on the Srimad Bhagavatam, has the potency to deliver us from this material existence. So therefore we invite you to be very curious. About the subject matter that we are discussing at this very minute. If your mind is going somewhere else, like when is breakfast? Then you're off the track. Maharaj Parikshit was not thinking, when is breakfast? He wasn't even thinking, when can I get a drink of water? So when it comes time to actually engage in Krishna Katha, we have to go completely beyond the conception that I'm a man or a woman. That I'm this body. We have to allow ourselves to completely absorb ourselves with great interest in the transcendental Krishna Katha. Katayantash chamam nityam, Krishna said. Always talking about me. What is the result of such Krishna Katha? Tashyanti cha ramanti cha. You know the Sanskrit? It's like we say, Hare Rama. What does Rama mean? The supreme enjoyer, right? So what does ramanti mean? It means they enjoy like anything. Tashyanti means they are pleased. Kantayantascha mam nityam. They always, nityam means always. Mam means me, and this is Krishna speaking in this verse. So by always talking about me, they are satisfied and they enjoy like anything, all the time. So now do you see the benefit of this Krishna consciousness movement? You can taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. You can be totally satisfied at every minute. And in this regard, you can also understand that if you're not fully pleased, if you're not unlimitedly satisfied, it's simply because you are not curious enough to hear these transcendental topics. So if you are not satisfied with the level of satisfaction you are deriving,
Когда мы если не удовлетворены вот этим уровнем наслаждения, которое мы заслуживаем.
You simply have to amp up or amplify your enthusiasm to hear. That's all.
Если нет достаточного уровня, тогда мы должны усилить свое стремление к тому, чтобы слушать.
Do you know how Srila Prabhupada became empowered to become the most powerful preacher in the history of the universe?
Знаете, как Шрила Прабхупада обрел могущество для того, чтобы стать самым известным проповедником во всей вселенной?
By one thing and one thing only.
Только благодаря одной и только одной вещи.
He was very eager to hear from Guru Maharaj.
Он был очень, как сказать, он очень сильно желал слушать своего духовного учителя.
Prabhupada told us the story.
Шрила Прабхупада рассказывал нам историю.
When he was a bhakta before he got initiated. He went to hear from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Vrindavan. Guru Maharaj was giving a lecture series. And there was an evening lecture. How many of you have been to Vrindavan? Let's see a show of hands. One, two. Okay. So in Vrindavan, just like here in Tallinn, you have nightlife, right? Nightclubs, cinema, strip parlors, whatever, you know, nightclub. So in Vrindavan, they also have nightlife. But it's a different kind of nightlife. In Vrindavan in the evenings, everyone goes for darshan. This mandir, there are 3,000 mandirs in Vrindavan. So in the evening, everyone goes for darshan here, darshan, 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 darshan. It is a very joyous nightlife. So it was in the evening time during the darshan time and Bhaktisiddhanta was giving discourse. So when if you have read his writings, you see that he speaks in very elevated English, high level English. Even myself, growing up as a native English speaker, when I read his speeches, I have to get out a huge dictionary to look up the words. For example, the materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate with him. That's all right. So in this way, Prabhupada said, I would understand or I would not understand. But still I would go on hearing. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he actually noticed this young Bengali gentleman. So shortly after that, just like we have a system, the temple authority will recommend someone for diksha. So the temple authorities in Allahabad, they recommended this Abhay Charan Day for Diksha. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yes, I will accept him because this boy hears very nicely. So Srila Prabhupada said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So this is the key. If you become very eager, very curious to hear the transcendental topics of Krishna, then you will naturally, in due course of time, become very expert at speaking the words of Krishna. So that more people throughout the world can also become eager to hear about Krishna. We must present Krishna so attractively that the entire world will want to join this movement. We must present these books in such an attractive way that everyone will purchase books. That's why it's so important that we hear very, very nicely. Number one, so that we can become saved. And number two, so that we can save others. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Radhadamadar Ki Jai. So this is called kindness. This is called love. To be able to attract people, to become Krishna conscious. Why? Because in this material existence, everyone is suffering. People are actually very, very miserable in this world. Even the so-called enjoyers of this world, the rich, the famous, the powerful, they are actually miserable people. In this world we think, I have to become rich, famous and powerful, then I can be happy. But it is, as we explained the other day in Silame, it is simply punakpanash charvata charvananam. In millions of lifetimes you have been rich. In millions of lifetimes you have been very famous also. In millions of lifetimes you have been very powerful. But you were never satisfied. So why do you want to squeeze again this material sense gratification? To try to get some pleasure from wealth, sex life and followers. This is the material disease. We want to go after this material sense gratification. So we have to be intelligent. We have to hear from the spiritual master. We have to hear from the Vaishnavas. We have to hear from the scriptures and come out of the madness of delusion. We have to wake up to our eternal spiritual identities and engage ourselves purely in the devotional service of Lord Sri Krishna. Then, and only then, can we be happy. So we can ask now if there's some questions. Yes.
Практический вопрос, то есть он понял, что для людей, допустим, которые, ну, привлекаются сознанием Кришны, но им бывает трудно чем-то следовать, да? Есть ли что-то, что они могут делать вот, минимально? Самое минимальное, чтобы это как бы помогало им как бы расти.
Think as that for people who is join our movement, for them difficult to do anything at first. What can they do in minimal level for the purpose to advance in Krishna consciousness?
Yeah. If they can just be very eager to hear. That hearing will empower them to become very fixed in Krishna consciousness. It's very important that everyone's very eager to hear the Bhagavatam class, the Bhagavad Gita classes. It's very important. We have to preach in such a way that everybody is very enthusiastic to hear. If we are enthusiastic to glorify Krishna, then that will be attractive to hear. Shishi Garnitai ki jai, Shishi Varadamana ki jai. So as a minimum, everyone must chant. We have to encourage everyone to chant 16 rounds, follow the four principles. Everyone should understand the necessity of becoming initiated. It's directly stated in the Nectar of Devotion that unless one is initiated, they cannot make any advancement. It's stated that Krishna does not accept their service unless they're initiated. So we have to guide everyone to come to the point of becoming initiated. Even if it's just little by little. Someone is eating meat, at least let him give up eating beef. We have to encourage everyone to advance. If chanting one round a day, let them chant two rounds a day. We should be willing to help each and every devotee, personally counseling them how to make their life perfect in Krishna consciousness. I mean, I just think of how I was counseled and I was trained in the beginning. In fact, Srila Prabhupada confirmed in a letter to me. He said, "You have been trained up under the expert guidance of Vishnu Jana Maharaj." So, because Prabhupada told me I was well trained, I understand. I was well trained in Krishna consciousness. So now it's my duty to pass on that same training that I received to everyone else. That training I received has enabled me to purely follow this process without any falling down for 35 years. So I can understand that same training I received, I have to pass it on to as many people as possible. This process works. This process can save anybody from the cycle of birth and death. So we should be very eager to to show our love to others by making them devotees. In the material world, they say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But they just want to exploit that person for sense gratification. But actual love means, I want to save you from this cycle of birth and death. You see, that's real love. So the preacher is the person who truly loves everyone. Because he wants everybody to get a book. He wants everyone to get prasadam. He wants everyone to become absorbed in pure devotional service. So they won't have to take birth again. So we have to purely represent that pure love of Srila Prabhupada for the fallen souls. By sincerely trying to do that, our hearts will become purified. And we can save thousands of people from the cycle of birth and death. Questions more?
I understand that the Pachetas are touching by his sons. Why they took up this austerity? Why they were leaving home and going away? And how this conversation between Maitreya and Vidura came in there?
So the first question was,
why they were living home and going for the
described here, they were ordered by their father to marry and to get children. They entered the ocean and practiced austerities and penances for 10,000 years. So, but along the way, they met Lord Shiva, who instructed them about the absolute truth. And that way they got diverted. Just like the father may send the son off to for a college education. And then on the university campus he meets a Sankirtan devotee. He decides to drop out of college and become a full-time book distributor. So, what was the second question?
Is Maitreya presenting this as some kind of pastimes of Pachetas to Vidura?
Such narrations are very beneficial for delivering the fallen conditioned soul from this material existence. So why this particular pastime is being described? I'll let you research that in the chapter. This is chapter number 24. Fourth canto. Next question.
When I was in Silamia, you said first day you say about the statistics of the Euro-Union about religions, and you said that Estonia take a place not religious, most atheistic country.
According to a survey, it was the most atheistic country in the entire European Union.
And what is the other statistics? What is the other statistics about?
Well, they surveyed if you believe in the supreme persons, if you believe in God. In Estonia, only 16% said yes. Every other country in the European Union, there was a higher percentage than in Estonia.
But other countries, how was it?
I didn't see the numbers. Since I was coming to Estonia, I thought I would look up Estonia. I did some research in Estonia, so I would know, something about where I was going for preaching. I didn't see the statistics on the other countries, but they said Estonia was the most atheistic in all of the European Union. Yes, it's a golden opportunity for preaching. To become recognized by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very nice opportunity. In the spiritual world, there's no such opportunity. So in that sense, Estonia is even better than the spiritual world. Everybody there already believes in God. Whether they know it or not. Some of they don't actually know that Krishna is God in Goloka Vrindavan. All they know is they love him more than anything. He's such a darling, beautiful boy. So any other questions? Everything is clearly understood. All the obstacles on the pathway of bhakti are now cleared away. Everyone's ready to completely surrender to Krishna. But no reservations. No lamentation. Not holding anything back. Yes or no? Yes? 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 You ready to completely surrender to Krishna now? Yeah, are you ready to fully surrender to Lord Krishna?
Yes.
Oh, very good. You're chanting 16 rounds?
Usually I'm reading even more, sometimes even 50 rounds, even 100.
He's keeping a record, that's very nice.
52 Possible to read 100,000 customers in one day. It is very difficult.
Как 100,000 имен в один день читать, и он обнаружил, что это трудно уже.
So he's chanting 16 rounds every day at least.
А вообще, ну так каждый день получается по 16 кругов читать. Каждый день 16, не меньше 16. Не меньше. Меньше не бывает.
No. So are you following all four regulated principles? You're initiated? Yeah, but you should come qualified, choose one of the nice spiritual masters in our movement to become initiated. That's an important step. Just like in the university, you can go in and listen to a class. They call that auditing. Or you can actually formally register in the university and then get full credit. So you should actually get initiated. Choose one of the nice gurus in our society and become his disciple. And that way then you can get full credit for all of your chanting and all of your service.
Тогда вы получите полное благо от вашего служения и воспевания.
And get out of this miserable material existence in this lifetime.
И выберетесь из этого, как бы сказать, полного страдания и материального существования в этой жизни.
This is my first priority, but to come out from illusion,
Pray to Krishna to help you find out who is your spiritual master, and then you surrender to him.
Yeah.
And your life will be perfect. So we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His grace, Sangharsana Prabhu Ki Jai.